Welcome to Learn How to Buy and Sell Cars with Randy Adams. Randy has been in business for decades and is ready to share with you everything you need to know about buying, selling, trading, and dealing with cars. Now, let's talk cars with Randy Adams.
Hello, San Antonio, South Texas. This is Randy Adams. You're listening to my new show, Learn to Buy and Sell Cars.com. I'm your host tonight, and we're going to open up the lines. You can give us a call here at KTSA 550 AM at 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA. We're going to be talking about financing, how to be prepared about financing, the market, what's going on with the market, how important it is to know what your car's worth, patience in buying a car, and getting ready to go to war, because it is a war, because they want all your money, all they can get, every dime they can get, because it's all profit to them. So also, I'll just tell you a little bit about me again. I was reading this morning in Proverbs 1:5, let the wise listen and add to their learning. Man, I wished I'd learned that at an early age. I was all mouth when I was young. I could out-talk anybody. Still try to do that, I guess, too much. But I do listen better now. I try to learn what I can use in life. You know, relationships are a last a lifetime. And so I want to give you the information and the training that'll last a lifetime with you to how to buy and sell a car, how to be prepared mentally, what to look for, get your financing ready right away, find out what your credit rating's worth. There's a lot of free sites that you can find that information out that you can go to. Find out what your interest rate's going to be. Don't let anybody take advantage of you. Work all the financing institutions you can, because there's some great ones out there with some great rates right now. They want your business. You're a valuable customer to them. So if you're ready there, you can save a whole lot of money, because if you walk into some of these stores and they'll tack on 2 to 10% interest, and that adds up to be $1,000 to $6,000 that you've just wasted. So let's make sure that you get your financing lined up. There's even some websites that we're going to have on our website when your credit's a little shaky and when your credit's bad. So there'll be opportunities you can go somewhere. But, of course, buy here, pay here, still all over town. Their lots are full, full, full. I sell to them, I know. A lot of them are not buying right now because they're so full. So you're still a valuable customer to them. Don't let them take advantage of you. Don't let them do anything. Shop everybody. Get on the phone, call them, because they won't advertise a price on the internet, because, you know, they can't do that because their prices are too high. But shop the internet, shop their prices. That you're going to have to pay 26% interest, but that's just part of it. So just be prepared to pay the interest rate, but get your price down on the car. Make sure the car is the one you want, because when you walk in there, they're going to try to sell you what they want to sell you, or what's been here too long, or what nobody else will buy. So make sure you're buying a car that'll meet your needs and what you really need to drive every day. There's a lot of stuff on the market right now. The market is down. It's down and going to stay down to at least January 15th, and I'm not sure it's going to jump up much this year, because we're in a situation where it's pretty tough. There's a lot of cars available. People's credit are a little tough. Cash is tough. Living expenses are up, but wages haven't followed up with them. So be prepared in that situation. Yes, you're listening to Randy Adams on KTSA 550 AM, learn to buy and sell cars.com. And you can give us a call at 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA. I bought a high-dollar conversion van. Just to give you a little insight of what's going on, the van had a window sticker of $69,000. I gave $36,000 for the unit. It's 8,000 miles. It's gorgeous. Got big screen TV. Got it all but the kitchen sink. Man, it is a baby doll. And that unit is a pure bargain at $36,000. And I'll sell it to a dealer out of state really quick. As soon as I put it online, another dealer will buy it from me. So this is opportunity. Keep your eyes, ears, everything open. Ask questions. Talk to your friends. Talk to your neighbors. They may have a car for sale. And if they've got a car for sale, you can even send me the information on learntobuyandsellcars.com or give us a call at my office at 830-625-7159. I'll call you back. It may not be right away because I get a lot of calls, but I'll call you back and answer your question. But you can go to our website, fill in information, and we'll make you an offer on that car. So you got some kind of idea what's going on, what the car is worth, if you're buying it from somebody else, a friend or somebody. Now, also, we're going to have a lot of repos hit the market, and a lot of these institutions want to blow them out by the end of the year. They're really hustling, trying. They want them off their books. So this is an opportunity to keep your eyes open for repos. This is an opportunity. If you want to sell me your car, I'll back up what I'm talking about. When I make you that offer, I'll buy that car if you've described it halfway right. So give me that opportunity to tell you what your unit is worth. And if you're going to go trade it, definitely call me. Definitely go to my website. That way, you know exactly where you stand in your car. So when you go up to a dealership or wherever you're going to buy a car and they try to cut you in half, you say, hold it. I can sell this car to Randy Adams. He's made me an offer on it, and I know where I stand. So that if you can get your financing ready, you can get your value of your trade-in ready, and then you're prepared to go in there with pen, paper, and a calculator to make sure they're not trying to overprice a car to you, or they're overpricing the interest rate to you, or trying to sell you extended warranty past the money, because, you know, these manufacturers and everybody in the world wanting to sell you extended warranty right now. So just, and there's no free lifetime warranties. You're going to pay 3, 4, 5 times the money for a lifetime warranty. Nothing's free. If it looks too good to be true, it's not going to work. There's no gifts in this world. There's no free cars in this world. There's nobody. Hey, and if you owe too much on your car, yeah, they want to pay it off. I want to pay it off. But we're going to add it into your next car. We're going to roll it in. You're just going to cost you more money, more in payments. But make sure they're not overcharging you interest, not charging them what the car is really worth. Make sure, because, you know, some people are, they're just, oh, man, I got me a different car and a different payment. The problem is now you owe 72 months at a lot more money, and you'll probably hate that car in a year or two. A lot of people get tired of their car. They don't want to keep a car forever, and their brother-in-law's got the car. He's got a new car, and I don't. Don't let pride, greed, and keeping up with the Joneses keep you in a mess. Make sure you make the right decisions at all times. It takes a little patience, but patience will cause you to make the right decisions. Patience will help you make the right decisions. Patience will help you get the right car at the right money. And, I mean, there's no shortage of cars, and we're about to get an influx of cars coming in off lease, rent cars. The new 15s are out there jamming them down people's throat. Man, they're wanting to get rid of them in a hurry. I'm seeing stuff all over the market. I'm going to look at 31 trucks of companies wanting to sell me next week. And I'll be trying to buy probably most of them or all of them. I have bought several times. I've been to this company when they have 10 or 20, and I bought them all because I've got places to ship this stuff all over the United States. I'm a broker is all I am, and I'll give you an opportunity to know what your car's worth by I'll buying it. You're listening to Randy Adams on KTSA 550 AM. You can go to our website, learntobuyandsellcars.com. And you can give us a call at 830-625-7159. Actually, I've got a Harley Road King coming in next week with 8,000 miles. So, I mean, people are trading any and everything. I've got a motor home and a camper coming in. You know, give us a call if you have any questions on anything. There's no dumb questions. Sometimes I'll give you a dumb answer, it seems like, but it'll be the truth. And my experience will be backing it up because I've had so many years of this experience. But I'll give you an opportunity to ask the question, and I'll try my best to answer it. And I'll give you the truth because I want you to know exactly where you stand and what you should do. Today we're going to continue discussing what kind of frame of mind that you're going to have when you go in here to buy a car. You know, we go to school to learn everything. We learn education. We learn jobs. We learn, you know, if you want to get a CHL license, you got to go to a class for that. You got karate classes. You got basketball classes for your kids. But we don't have classes on how to buy and sell cars. But that's why I'm here. I want to teach you how to buy and sell cars, how to get your car prepared to sell, clean it up, fix a few little minor things. You know, brag on it like everybody else does, because some of them hate their car, but they'll lie to you. They don't want you to know they made a mistake. But just brag on your car. You have owned it for a while, and you know what it is. It's serviced your need for a while, and now you're wanting to step up and buy you something else. So get a chance to make your mind up what you're going to do and stick to it. Be in control. Don't let other people or salespersons control what you want to spend or what you buy. You have an opportunity to make sure that you're the person that's going to be driving it. You're the person that's going to have to look at it every month. You're the one that's going to have to explain to your wife why you're driving that unit. So be prepared on making the right decisions. You know, if you get the opportunity to check around, start checking on the internet. You can shop the world in 5 minutes on the internet. And you can ask questions of people that own them. Ask your mechanic. Ask your body shop. Ask everybody around. Don't be ashamed to ask questions. Like I said, there's no dumb questions. You're listening to Randy Adams of LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com on KTSA 550 AM. Our phone lines are 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA. And I want to thank KTSA. They've gave me the opportunity to come up here to teach you how to buy and sell cars, but they are concerned about their listeners. They're concerned that they, like Dave Ramsey, they've got people for health on this station. They've got all kinds of concerns. They want you to have that money where you can invest in other things. They want you to make sure you're not wasting your money on your automobile, where you can enjoy yourself, take care of your family, take care of your kids. And then take your kids with you when you go by. Let them see the experience. And if it's a bad experience, get out and walk. Like I say, we're going to have so many cars soon that you're not going to be able to count them. They're coming in from every direction. So take your kids and show them that, hey, this guy's not treating me right. This is not a fair deal. I'm walking out of here and I'm going down the road. I will be back, or I'll go somewhere else. Because the market is still down, and it's going to be down to at least January 15th. And like I said, it's not going to pick up much when the income tax checks come in, because I think those people are going to take their money and get caught up on rent, utilities, and everything else they need to get caught up on. You know, all of us are accountable for what we have. So you need to be accountable with your money. It's hard-earned money, so you'll understand that you need to spend that money in a wise way. Be accountable to your kids. Be accountable to your family. Are you wasting your money that you could be using for something else? Don't let that happen. Make sure you're making the right decisions. Make sure you're buying the right automobile for you and your family to spend the correct money each and every day. You know, as soon as you own that car, you'll realize, you know, you didn't take enough time to look at the car, see if there was any problems with it. You didn't take enough time to really drive the car and feel it. You know, if you're buying a newer car, you can also go rent one for a weekend. And if you've got a car sometime that's just getting you by and you like the car and you don't want to buy a car, but you've got an emergency come up, or you've got vacation time coming up, you got Christmas or Thanksgiving like we just had, and you can go rent a car and get some kind of idea of fuel mileage, comfort, size, if it would fit for you or not. I've got a buddy of mine that's wanting a caravan, and so I told him, I said, hey, for Thanksgiving, rent one and take your family. You're going to go see your mother-in-law anyway. Take that car and see how you like it, if it'll fit your family. If you're not being embarrassed and driving a van, I'll drive a van. It doesn't matter to me. It beats walking and it beats a bicycle. So I don't care what I'm driving. I just want to drive it that'll get me there and back. That's what really counts in transportation. You're listening to Randy Adams on LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com on KTSA 550. Thank you, KTSA, again. And give us a call at 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA. And let me talk about title loans, because I need to talk about title loans, because these people need Christmas money. Sell me your car. Don't take it to the title loan place. Sell me your car. Do your business. Buy you some cheap transportation. Because if you borrow $5,000, you owe 900 in 30 days. And 900 another 30 days for 30 months. You pay back $30,000 for a $5,000 loan. You know, it's just like a buddy of mine told me when he got his car repossessed. He said the payments wasn't too high. They just came too often. Well, that's the same way this is going to be. That 900 a month's going to come too often, and you're going to lose 900 for 2 or 3 months that you've invested, and then you're going to lose your car. Man, you'll be back to walking. You won't have any cash. You'll have it all blown. So sell me your car. Go to our website, learntobuyandsellcars.com, and take that opportunity to fill out that questionnaire, and we'll make you an offer, and we'll buy your car. We'll give you the cash for it. You go tend to your business, and you'll be better off. So take my advice. Don't go to a title loan places. I own that license and won't use it because it's not right. It's 330% interest. But our elected officials do, and they won't let you change the interest rate. They own the license. They own these title loan companies, and they're making a killing off of it and taking advantage of people. And you know what they're going to tell you? We don't want your car. We just want our money back. Yeah, $30,000 for a $5,000 loan. I bet they want their money. I'd rather have the money than the car. You know, how often have we made a decision that we make that decision on now? Right now, how we feel now. It's all emotions. But you really need to think about the making a decision of how it's going to last. And how long are you going to keep a car? How long have you kept the last car? How well has it serviced you? Is it on its last leg? Maybe it's time to get rid of it. You know, think about that when you're purchasing a car. You know, you buy one of these old cheap cars, which is fine. If you're buying a car that's cheap, don't expect it to last forever. What man makes breaks. So just be prepared to spend some money on it. Hey, you're saving money. You're buying a cheaper car. So don't worry about it. Buy the best you can buy for what you've got. Take care of it. Take a little pride in it. Love on it a little bit. Wash it. Take care of it. Change the oil. Make sure that it's going to last the years that you need it. Maybe it's going to be good for 1 year. Maybe it's going to be good for 2 or 3 years. And if you take care of it, it will last longer. I've seen the worst cars in the world last a long time because somebody took care of it. Why are some good cars and some are bad? I've seen the best built cars not last long because people don't change the oil and take care of it. Cash is king. Save your money. Take your time. Shop the internet. Talk to everybody you can. Thank you for listening. Randy Adams at learntobuyandsellcars.com on KTSA 550 AM. And you can give us a call at 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA. And during this Thanksgiving season, stop and think a minute. Are you thankful for what you've got? I'm thankful to be on KTSA. I'm thankful for what I've got. I'm thankful I live in San Antonio, that I live in Texas, that I live in the United States. I'm thankful for a lot of things, but I'm thankful for the ability and talent that God's blessed me with. But he's also blessed me with a desire to teach you. I'm such a blessed person. I have this opportunity to talk to you, make you think a little bit. And I'm hoping that you think enough that you learn something and use it. Don't be dogmatic. We love dogmatic people in the car business because they know everything. They know everything that we're talking about. They're the best. You can't tell them nothing. So all we do is agree with them. Oh, man, you're right. You know, you're exactly right. And you can talk them into paying too much interest, not enough for their trade. I used to do that before I met Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. I used to take advantage of everybody. I could intimidate you. I could twist a deal. I could do whatever I want, but I don't want to do that no more. That's why I'm here teaching you. I want to give you that education and opportunity. Open your eyes so you see what's going on in this world, in this market, and what we can do. Because we're going to take you to war. They're going to take you and give every dime. Don't answer the questions. Let them. Listen to them. Make them speak. Don't tell them the whole life story. Don't tell them you have a trade. Don't tell them you've got financing already lined up. Let them do all the talking. And they're going to try to sell you something that's been in inventory way too long. Don't go for that. Buy what you want, what you can need. And if they've got a bargain, walk off and go check it out. Get on the internet. Put that description on that car on my internet, learntobuyandsellcars.com, and I'll make you an offer on it so you'll know what it's worth. We can also talk to you on 830-625-7159, and I'll give you my opinion of what's going on in the market and that what that car's value is. I thank KTSA 550 AM and learntobuyandsellcars.com. I'm Randy Adams, your host. I thank you for every opportunity to get on air and to talk to you. I thank you for 599-5555 and 800-KTSA. That's 800-KTSA. I'm sorry. It's 800-299-KTSA. I hope not to get y'all mixed up too bad. I'm having too much fun tonight, I guarantee you. I'm getting out the information I want to tell you about, because the more I learn, I like to learn and teach you, but I've learned a lot of stuff about the car business because I've been in it over 45 years. But if I'd have stopped and listened more when I was younger, the older I get, the more I don't know anything. I thought I knew something about the radio business. I don't know anything. I'm learning more every day. KTSA's taught me. Arnie's taught me. Don's taught me. Everybody's taught me a little bit here, there. They're not trying to overwhelm me, but they're just trying to straighten me out, because I need a little straightening out every once in a while. So this week, we're going to have the opportunity to talk to you and others. If you own a company and you've got some vans, cargo vans, we're needing cargo vans real bad. We've got companies needing cargo vans. I've got out-of-state dealers needing cargo vans, and we need all the 5.9 Dodge diesels we can find and the 7.3s. We've got dealers all over the United States begging for your unit. We'll give you top money, ship it out of state. You don't have to look at it no more. You don't have to work on it no more or spend no more money on it. Go buy you something else. So this is an opportunity, because the market is all across. You know, I used to think, man, I'm selling cars into San Antonio. That's a big deal. Now I sell cars into Russia and China. They've slowed down a little bit due to what's going on over there. But this is a small world now, because to do the internet. We sent a car to Australia the other day. We sell to big companies all over town. They buy lots of trucks and utility units and vans. We buy from hotels their vans. We sell to hotels that need vans. So, I mean, the market is wide open. It is everywhere. But if you'll take care of people, you get that opportunity to sell. And that's why we're one of the top sellers on selling to other dealers around the world and around the United States. We just sent a diesel truck, four-wheel drive, to Minnesota, just like I said, that 13 Chevrolet raised roof van that's hard loaded with a $69,000 window sticker. We'll send it somewhere out of state. Right now, we're sending a lot of stuff to Oklahoma and Arkansas. I don't know what their market has done, but evidently they're short on units. So if you've got something you want to sell, go to learntobuyandsellcars.com. Go through their description of what it is. We'll make you an offer. I want to thank the KTSA one more time, because they're great people. You get the opportunity to listen to them all you can, because they've got the people here that want to educate you and make sure your health's good, make sure you're spending your money wisely and how to handle your money. My mother could have taught Dave Ramsey how to handle money. She taught me well. I'm a blessed man. I do own property around San Antonio. I am a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. They're a great organization. I heard them today on KTSA. They teach you well on how to be prepared for later years. They've taught me things. I've always had rental property, but I'm always willing to learn. And they've taught me things that I didn't know what to do and how to handle a situation. And that's what I want to do with you, teach you how to handle a situation in buying automobiles. You're going to buy a lot of automobiles. You're driving one now. We need transportation. We need the opportunities to be riding and driving at all times. And if you make wrong decisions, you got to live with it and pay a lot of money. Why are people upside down? There's two reasons: paying too much money or putting too many miles on a car. If you put a lot of miles on a car, you might need to pay a little bit more per month where you can outrun the value of that car. Or you've bought a high-mileage car, make sure that, you know, you buy it at the right price because you're going to put more miles on it. And right now, the magic number on automobiles for the most value return is 120 on the miles. It's even better if it's 99 or 89,000 miles. But if you go past 150,000, 150,000 miles, it's tough. Now, the 7.3s and the 5.9s are still hot, and we want those cars. I don't care what kind of miles they are. We're looking for them. We're searching for them. We're buying them, and we want them. So if you've got one of those sitting around and you're tired of looking at it and you're ready to sell it, go to Randy Adams and give me a call at 830-625-7159 or learntobuyandsellcars.com. We have this opportunity also to talk about what you're going to be doing in the future with the automobiles, because once the income tax checks come out, help somebody, you know, look out for a good car for a little bit of money, because when those income tax checks come out, the market's going to jump up on cars under $7,000, about $1,500. Be prepared to pay more money January 15th. So if you're going to buy something between now and then, I advise you to start looking now. Talk to your friends, talk to your neighbors, talk to your relatives, talk to your enemies. He may have a car he wants to get rid of. Just make sure you have it checked out if you don't like the fella. Make sure that you get a second eye on it, maybe a mechanic to check it out. And if it's there's different colors on the car and it looks like maybe it's been a wreck, make friends with a body shop. Get them to look at it for you. Make sure it's not, you know, unsafe or you can't drive it, you know. Now, be prepared on your brakes also. We're getting brake jobs done complete all the way around for about $250. Don't go to a brake place that wants to charge you $1,000. Make sure you look at your brake pads because they will tell you a story on it. I tell you, I love doing the show. I love helping. I love teaching. I love the opportunity to come to you and tell you what you need to know at all times. I thank KTSA. They're great people. I'm thankful for this radio station. I thank you for the opportunities that they blessed me with. You know, I just love each and every one of them, the opportunity to help you any way that I can. Tell your friends about the show. Tell your friends what you're learning. Help me to get a better time. Call KTSA, tell them you love the show, or email them and tell them that you love the show. I thank you for this opportunity to come and by, and I tell you, I love y'all, San Antonio. And just come back when you can stay longer, because keep listening to KTSA, keep listening to me, keep listening to everybody around, because just like I told you, we need to learn from everybody that we can. Lord bless. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. We'll see you next week. Have a good one. God bless.